Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Good Place, Season 1, Episode 8, Most Improved Player, and Episode 9, Someone Like Me is a Member.
Makes you think twice, doesn't it? So Most Improved Player, we have our usual caveats, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for this show. It's a very fun show, very, very easy to watch. You should be watching it, and obviously Netflix rotates things off, so you might want to like start watching
it's
soon.
It's going to rotate this one off real
soon.
Yeah,
real soon, so you need to watch. You don't know where it's going to land next as far as platforms go.
Peacock, maybe. You never know.
So, in any case, we are also having, because this is includes a hangover episode, we're having ginger ale.
The hangover cure.
Every now and then you need to just have some ginger ale, right?
Are you about to say grenadine?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I had that eternal shriek, so who knows?
Okay. We're batch recording this because we have a lot of shit to do. Anyway, episode 8, Most Improved Player. Eleanor goes to Michael's office and he's very disappointed. He asks who she is and she admits that the death was correct, but the rest wasn't. They need to locate her file, but Janet is still getting rebooted and so she keeps handing him cactuses or cacti.
That's very funny.
Michael has Eleanor take a litmus test about if she was a good person. Like, did you have a vanity license plate? Do you take your shoes and socks off on an airplane?
She's like, who does that? People in the bad place.
Yeah. People in the bad place where I don't want you to be. Chidi, Tahani, and Jason are all outside in the like foyer waiting room, trying to cope with the situation because he feels guilty that Eleanor had to do that.
Chidi does.
Tahani's upset with Eleanor because she feels betrayed.
Oh yeah, she's actually really catty ugly about it. It's like,
she doesn't belong here. She's doing all this. Chidi tells her to take Eleanor's feelings into account when she talks to Michael, because that might help Eleanor's case a bit.
Yeah.
Eleanor did well in the questionnaire. Michael brings a truth cube out to ask questions. She tells him that she didn't murder Janet, but she does know who did, but she's not going to tell him.
It's the glowing cube of truth. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm. He says there will be consequences for the murder, so she's feeling the pressure, and she feels bad for Chidi. So when Tahani goes in and she leaves to the sitting room, she warns Chidi about how anyone who did something wrong could potentially be going to the bad place and be reevaluated.
Right. So Eleanor, the way she says it, they may be royally forking forked.
That's so funny.
It is really funny.
She casually cites Kant, which makes Chidi extremely proud, but she's just like, that's the best moment of your life? Get a life!
Yeah, really. Like, this is as good as it gets.
You need to live more.
Yes.
So Tahani is questioned by Michael about if Eleanor deserves to be there, and she talks around the question because she doesn't want to say no. And she's having trouble saying, oh yeah, no, she doesn't deserve to be here, which is kind of surprising for Tahani. I think she has really grown to like Eleanor, and
she is very neutral, and it's like a white glowing cube, but Michael's like, well, you've been very helpful, and it glows red because he's lying.
Chidi and Eleanor talk to Jason about staying silent in the interview and not like fucking them over.
Just smile and nod.
Michael then also gets a lot from a meaningless interaction Jason just like out of being stupid starts touching all the cacti.
Yeah.
And Michael's like, yes, much like a cactus, they might be prickly on the outside, but very good within.
It's and Jason, you are so wise. Janet finally brings Eleanor's file. We get a flashback to Eleanor trying on one of her friend's dresses and, you know, being, I guess, too big for it. It's hard to imagine this one is tiny.
There's a little bit of context within it. So the file is full of the biggest impact moments in Eleanor's life, like the biggest positive and negative impacts. First, he describes, like, oh, there's this girl, and why is she included in this list? And Eleanor mentions, well, I would take
you
to the mall.
It's a t-shirt thing.
Well, it's complicated. So she would take this little girl to the mall whenever her parents were fighting or whatever. And so that I'm glad that had a positive impact on her. And then he brings up the t-shirt thing. And so that's what the flashbacks are about. So essentially, she has a roommate who's kind of a bitch and has a vanity license plate. So we know she's a bad person. And she, Eleanor asked, oh, hey, can I borrow your peach dress? And she's just like, no, that costs more than you. And so, no, you're not allowed to borrow that, which, I mean, it's her dress, whatever. Eleanor obviously disregards this, tries on the dress. And again, she's tiny. How did this happen? But she accidentally rips it while trying to get, I think the zipper gets stuck or something, and then she rips it. And so she just puts it back in the dry cleaner bag and leaves it. Her roommate then finds it and she blames the dry cleaner. And so she sues them for everything they're worth. And they go, the dry cleaners, the local business goes out of business. And then that picks up a social media presence. And people are calling her the dress bitch because she's acting very entitled about it. And
Eleanor and her friend then make t-shirts with this
to
name,
capitalize off of the
Dress Bitch.
dress bitch stuff.
Yeah.
Michael then like she's trying Eleanor in the present is trying to defend herself. But then Michael's just like it closes the files like Eleanor, you realize that that is like if that's just like one of the things on this list, that's not looking good for you.
Yeah, and it's like, you made a profit off of this. And he asks her straight out, Eleanor, do you if you belong? And she says no.
And
And
the
so he
thing
picks
goes
up the
green.
phone. Yeah.
He calls the bad place to send Eleanor down there. He's like, I think you're looking for someone named Eleanor. I've got her. Come get her.
Chills
So
drop.
there's the train from the bad place. The train goes to both the bad place and the good place. And the people from the bad place come in on the train, and
It's
including Trevor, who's played by
Adam
Adam
Scott.
Scott.
His whole and of course we've just seen him in Severance, which is
He is fucking fantastic as Severance.
he's great all the time, and he's great in
Think
that
we'll probably have to do Severance once
at some point. Yeah,
once that's basically wrapped up,
yeah.
and it's also really complex.
It
But
is very.
that might get may take more time for me to like stew on it and like think
Yeah, we'll
about
probably
it.
have to do like Outlander first.
I agree. We need
Yeah,
something fluffy.
that's fluffy but very, very
Also,
long.
watch Blood of My Blood, the Outlander prequel. I'm liking it
And
so
yeah,
far.
we were liking that too.
Either way, so
Anyway,
Adam
Adam Scott
Scott's
shows
there.
up.
And he kicks a chair for no reason.
Just to show he's a bad
And
guy.
he's wearing a dress bitch shirt.
It was hilarious. He is so funny.
He says that Eleanor is a legend in the bad place. Michael wants her to have her goodbyes before she just leaves on the train. Eleanor packs her bag and is really upset. She apologizes to Chidi for everything and said he was a great fake soulmate. And they hug, and it's really sweet.
It is really sweet. And Tawny
Yeah.
and Jason come by to say goodbye, because they're her friends. Meanwhile, Trevor is looking forward to torturing Eleanor in the bad place. They get are gonna get on the train. And he's like describing all the ways he's gonna torture her. Chidi admits,
Well, he also defends Eleanor to Trevor. He's just like, no, she's better than that. It's
yeah,
like, oh, you don't know
yeah.
that.
So she then comes forward and admits that he's the one who murdered Janet. And Michael then stops the train. And they go to retrieve Eleanor. And Trevor's kind of like, well, what are we going to do with the real Eleanor?
Well, Chidi also says there he thinks that there should be credit for improvement, hence the title of the episode. Yeah, and also when Eleanor gets off of the train, when Michael gets her off the train, her and Chidi are holding hands.
Oh, they're
It's
so
very
cute.
cute.
They're cute.
Trevor, yeah, says until this is fixed, the other Eleanor stays with
With
them, and
them.
the real Eleanor is
Yeah.
brought out.
Yeah, the real Eleanor, and she's the one who's supposed to be here in the
And she's
good
been
place,
tortured
but
this
we've been
entire
torturing
time.
her. No. And that's the end of the episode. So, what were your best parts of this one?
Chidi. I love Chidi. I also
Yeah.
love him and Eleanor and their moments in this. It's very cute. And him defending her and coming clean with Michael and all that stuff. Michael, I like him agonizing over the decision more and being like, but you were my friend and I want to believe the best in you, but the evidence is right in front of me. But then he thinks about the idea of being having a most improved player, and so he wants to defend her in that way as well. Eleanor for coming clean in the first place and like her being not her in the flashbacks, obviously, but like her. Why are you looking at me like that? But her kind of accepting, like, and realizing as they go through the file, like, maybe she just doesn't deserve to be there, and kind of accepting her fate in a way. And even though I wanted to fight for it, it's like, come on,
You
girl.
have to complain at some
Be
point. There
realistic here.
have to be some points for being honest.
Yeah. And Trevor is
Oh
so
my God.
fucking
Yeah, Trevor's
funny.
definitely like a
Adam
whole part.
Scott, first of all, I love Adam Scott in comedies and in Severance. I'm so glad that he's such a broad range.
He does. Well, he was also like
He's in
in
Parks and Rec. He was really good in that.
he was in, oh, what's the name of that one that had Reese Witherspoon and
Oh, Big Little
Big
Lies.
Little
He's
Lies.
great in
Yeah,
Big
he was
Little
great in that.
Lies as
Yeah, and that's
well.
a dramatic role. So, and
Yeah.
Severance is definitely a
It
dramatic
was
role
really
as well.
funny because yesterday when we were watching the episodes, I that day I had watched a like video of Adam Scott looking at his past roles. And not
Funny.
but The Good Place was not on there, so I had forgotten about it briefly. And then he just showed up in the episode and I was like,
Well,
oh fuck.
there we
And
go.
also I really like the twist of the real Eleanor being brought into the mix. I
It's
think
like,
that's rife
ooh.
for drama, and oh, I love it. It's so
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's good. So, I enjoyed Jason. You didn't talk about him. I
Oh
think he
yes,
is very,
Jason.
very funny with the cacti and all that
So
stuff.
dumb. I love
I love
it.
Michael in this. I think Eleanor's great. Chidi's great. Trevor, love it. What were your worst parts? Yeah, I know.
Tahani.
Isn't
Don't care.
she just the
Well,
worst?
Tahani is just so, like, I don't know, neutral, like tepid. She's just like, I don't know, maybe. But I mean, like, to be fair, I'd probably respond like that
Oh,
too.
that
But
bitch shouldn't be here. You know, yeah, it's just
I
kind
wouldn't say that necessarily. I'd just be like, well, I don't know. It's complicated, and I think that's what they're trying to get across. But I still don't like Tahani. Although Eleanor's past, like the dress bitch thing, is crazy.
I don't, it is funny though.
It's so
It
funny.
is funny. Yeah, Tahani's my worst part for this. What grade did you get this one?
I gave this one an A minus.
Oh, I give it a B plus. But I liked this episode. So yeah, I think it's a really good episode.
Episode 9, someone like me as a member. All right.
Yeah, now I will admit I was getting tired last night, so my notes are kind of all over the place.
Yeah,
So
whatever. I'll just lead. It's fine.
yeah, there you go.
Trevor, yeah, you
I
barely
love
had your
this.
eyes open for this
I
one.
love the beginning of this though, because it starts out with
Well, you start out
Fola.
since you fell asleep a little bit later. You start it.
Okay. Wonderful World is playing, and I love that song. So both Eleanors are there. They're describing the deaths and how was it that there was this mistake? And so both Eleanors were at the same grocery store in Arizona, and they both
For
died
different
from,
reasons.
right. They died in the same accident, and the real Eleanor or the Eleanor that is supposed to be in the good place. Was there for like a charitable reason, like she was getting groceries to go feed children in like some place. And obviously the Eleanor we have grown to know and love was there to get margarita mix.
And like a
But
really awful magazine.
a really awful magazine. And so Trevor is being like so obnoxious during all of this. And he's wanting some sort of exchange because they're all saying like, this other Eleanor needs to stay with us in the good place. It's really unfair to send her back. So he's like, well, what are you going to give me in exchange? What are you going to give me? And Michael offers him a unicorn. And he's like, I could see eating a unicorn and destroying it and grinding up a
Snorting
thorn and
the
snorting
corn.
it. Yeah, I could see that. That'd be all right. We see that Michael is helping Eleanor. And he says this because of Chidi, because Chidi has been like such an advocate for her, and so he's been so he
Believes
stand
in
he
her.
believes in her and he believes that she's changed. We get a flashback to Eleanor as a new student at school and having been a new student at school many, many times. I really could relate to this. Like she basically rejects all these people who are making overtures to her to be friends, and like I can get that, but you don't want to be labeled by anybody, especially early on. And there's like the mean girls group that literally are just like the mean girls and mean girls. And she's like, she stands up on the table in the cafeteria, is like, I don't want to be any part of any of y'all.
And also the loner kid like comes up is like, yeah, fuck the man. And she's just like, not
No,
interested.
no, stay away.
They also apparently the bad place has their own bad Janet.
This is great.
And she's just rude, and she just gives you insults.
And they, well, you know, you see how this is. Like, just ask her, is there a restaurant nearby? Yeah, there's one up your mom's butt.
That's it.
Yeah.
Michael hasn't had to deal with negative emotions, and so Tahani invites the bad people to stay with her.
Oh, hang on. They mention. And I may be out of sequence because I did get out of sequence probably. But the bad place was having the good Eleanor, having to host baby showers.
Yeah, that's in this scene. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, in the scene with Eleanor, Chidi, and Eleanor. Real Eleanor loves the house and describes her life in the bad place, which is her having to host a baby shower, which you weren't prepared for, but somehow you're like the one like putting it all together.
And you don't even know the person.
Smooth jazz.
Clowns. It's like, I think it's one of these clown pictures because you hate that, Eleanor. Mm-hmm. You know.
Trevor then decides that they're going to go on a double date. Him and fake Eleanor and real Eleanor and Chidi are going to go on a double date. And he's ridiculous. I love him so much.
And what he's hitting on our Eleanor.
Fake Eleanor, yeah.
A lot.
Trevor, yeah. So the bad place people are rude at Tahani's house. Big shocker. Real Eleanor and Chidi are getting...
That's an understatement. They are like, you know, getting like... down to party and getting wild and crazy in her house. Proceed.
Real Eleanor and Chidi are getting along really well. They're both nerds. They're both loving the same like food and already acting like really cutesy and like, oh God, it's disgusting. Eleanor blames her behavior on her parents' divorce, but real Eleanor has this tragic backstory where she was abandoned by her real parents, her biological parents, and then adopted, and then her adopted parents died in a horrific accident, and then her orphanage burned down. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so Eleanor can't use it as an excuse. Jason talks to Janet because Janet is still rebooting and she still doesn't really know a lot. Janet's like, everyone's asking me all these questions and I don't know the answers to them. And Jason's just like, yeah, I know, right?
just like me.
Yeah.
Michael brings a karaoke machine to Tahani's house, I guess. And they're like all, it's just more horrible karaoke.
Well, no, we're getting there in a second. He's allowing them to throw a rager into Tahani's house just because they are like, oh, this is so boring.
Yeah, but they're
letting them walk all over him. No, before you do the karaoke thing, Eleanor talks about how her and Chidi weren't romantic, but he did teach her like all these moral philosophy things. And then Trevor just like completely ignores that.
And he's like, you had sex. Did you have sex?
Did you bone? It's like, no, we didn't. Eleanor lets real Eleanor and Chidi go be by themselves, and like Chidi.
Trevor actually cuts his toenails on the table.
Yes,
it's like disgusting. Ew.
If think of how like awful a date could be, and that's Trevor.
Yeah.
And so she lets Chidi go show real Eleanor around. Flashback to Eleanor not being a team player with her friends and all that stuff, and
yes, it's about buying movie ticks.
Yeah, it's about her not. Yeah, it's about her not being willing to like once one of them is going to buy a group of tickets together. She's just like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So you get the points and I don't, and then okay, I'm not going to buy the tickets because I don't want to do it. It's a whole thing.
She
ends up not being able to sit with them, and it's petty.
Yes.
Jason helps tap the keg at the party.
At the razor, yeah. The razor, basically, you've got the demons are snorting this powder that turns out to be time, and they are doing karaoke to the Nixon tapes.
Hilarious. That's really funny. Also, one of the girls, one of the bad girls, is in Nobody Wants This.
Oh, right. Yeah, you mentioned
that. Last night. Eleanor
and Trevor are doing shots.
Yeah, they're getting really rip-roaring drunk.
And Trevor's trying to pick up Eleanor.
And she's like, she's talking about how she doesn't deserve the bad place. But then in the end, she's like, fine, I'll just go to the bad place and that will be that. And because Trevor's like, do you really think you belong here? And then he's just like, so is this going to happen? She's like, no! And then the next day, Michael apologizes to Tahani about like the rager and have then she's just disappointed that he let them walk all
Well, and
over
he's like,
him.
but yeah, he's like, I should just give them everything they want. And she's like, no,
That's not how that works.
no.
Tahani was, I don't know, good for once. Michael, Eleanor has a really bad hangover because they turned on the hangover filter. Or turned off the no hangover filter. And so now everyone can get a hangover because the bad people like it.
It would be really great to not get hangovers.
That would be really nice, yeah. And she's like in the bathtub at the house, and she comes in and brings her like an aspirin. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to take you over to negotiations. And she's like, you don't have to. Like, you have your soulmate now. You have all these other things. And he's like, no, but you're part of the team. And I'm gonna
I'm
be
in it
there
with
for
you.
you.
And it's like, aw.
Flashback to Eleanor refusing a job from being a temp and because she has commitment issues and all
And
that
she's not a
stuff.
team
She's
player.
not a team player. We get it. Trevor says that he's just at the negotiation table. He's like, yeah, me and Eleanor hooked up. And Eleanor's like, that didn't happen. And he's like, why do, who do you think they're going to believe? A woman?
Yeah, he's speaking for you. So, like,
He's such a cartoon and I
so,
love it
yeah,
so
it's,
much. He's
it, yeah.
so freaking funny.
Yeah, it is very funny. Then Trevor's like speaking for her, and then she speaks up and she basically says, I want to be in the good place because of Chidi.
Yeah, because I want to aspire to be a, like the best person I know, which is cheating. And Trevor says he'll have to turn it over to Sean, the final judge. And Michael offers that he's like, fine, I'll make you an offer. You get nothing, and we will be fighting tooth and nail for Eleanor.
And Michael finally says, get the fork out of my
I
neighborhood.
love that.
And Tahani gets Jason. I have this note.
Tahani found Jason's man cave and they will have, and he's like,
Oh.
she was like, oh yeah, you knew how to tap a keg. I know that that's not monk behavior.
And
And she knows that he isn't a monk and she's like, who are you? And that's how the
that's the
episode
end of the
ends.
episode. Yeah. What were your best parts?
Eleanor. I like her for several reasons. I like that she is letting, giving Chidi his space to be with real Eleanor and not like being like, oh, you're spending all this time on like real Eleanor and all that stuff. She realizes her place in things and how she is now the odd man out, and he's allowing
Perspective.
that to happen. And she's telling Chidi, there's no pressure for you to like treat me any differently now. I mean, like you can just be with your person. And then he's just like, no, that, and it's his choice. Chidi, but not with real Eleanor. Like they're kind of like sickeningly sweet. And that's the whole point. But him standing up for Eleanor, fake Eleanor, and all that stuff. Tahani hyping Michael up, that's like one of the only good things Tahani does. And she, and also her finding out about Jason is very funny. And Michael, I like him standing up for fake Eleanor and trying to learn how to negotiate.
The whole fake owner thing is pretty funny to
It's
me.
so funny. And Trevor is very funny, so stupid.
Yeah, Trevor's my number one. Trevor is clearly the funniest part to me.
I will say it's the trope that Trevor represents, which is just a mustache twirling dickhead villain who's just like awful and there's no
It's
redeeming
so
qualities.
funny.
Absolutely nothing about this man is good other than the fact that he's played by Adam Scott. And it's just so
It's
funny.
such a wink with him. It's
It's
so
so
funny. So
funny.
yeah, Trevor's fantastic. I love Eleanor like coming around in this. I love Chidi, of course. Jason, I think, is really funny. Bad Janet. I realize it's just like a blip. It's so funny. I think the demons are funny in this, honestly. So
The
yeah,
Nixon tapes were
it
funny.
was really funny. What were your worst parts?
Eleanor flashbacks. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, girl, why are you just such a commitment phobe?
And I didn't even put that, but I almost felt like there were too many in this. Like,
Yeah,
I
because
know
it's
we
like we
have
got the
Eleanor flashbacks,
idea.
but
We got the idea from, like, I think that the school one what made sense. The work one was a little bit too much. The friend one made. That was just kind of stupid. So I feel like the only one that really worked for me was the first one. And Trevor's what he is saying being awful, like I gotta say that because come on. And being like, who are they gonna believe? A woman is so funny.
It's so funny.
But and then Bad Janet. I
Here's the thing.
It's funny.
No, it is funny, but at the same time, I feel like it's, maybe I'm just saying a later bad Janet jokes.
There are later bad Janet things to be addressed.
This episode is funny. Maybe I'll take her off the list, but like, yeah, I'd say that.
All right, so real Eleanor actually is on my worst list. I'm kind of like, because she's just so meh.
She's so milquetoast.
Tahani, of course, because although I agree with you, Tahani standing up and making Michael do something. Maybe she wasn't the worst part this time.
But there you go.
And Eleanor flashbacks. I felt like there were too many. And I just didn't feel like they really added anything to this episode. What grade did you give this?
B+.
I give it a B+ also.
Yay.
Wow, we're agreeing on stuff. Exciting. There is a lot more to come. Not just of season one, but obviously we have a whole lot more of The Good Place. And we are looking forward to sharing it with you, hungover or not hungover. We hope that you join us. And...
Cheers.